Chapter 8. At 11 o'clock that morning, Sarah and Hassan were free. Sarah stood with her mother, Inspector Aziz, and Mr. Cheng. She smiled happily. "Mother, you're wonderful. Now I can be happy. But how did you know about Stephen?" Inspector Aziz answered,
"Young woman," he said, "remember, your mother is a doctor. She knew Stephen was ill because of his eyes and his body. His eyes are very big and dark, and his body is always moving."
"Well, yes," Anna said. "But you helped me, Sarah. You said he was different, remember? And I looked at him carefully and began to think. Heroin does that to people. He did a very bad thing," Sarah said slowly. "But I feel sorry for him now. When is he going to court, Inspector?"
"I don't know," the inspector said. "In 2 weeks, perhaps. But don't think about him. Would you like to see our beautiful country, Mrs. Harland? Where would you like to go?"
Anna smiled at him. "Thank you, but I can't stay. Tomorrow, I'm going back to England to talk to Stephen's mother and father." Inspector Aziz looked at her and said nothing for a minute. Then he said quietly,
"Yes, I feel very sorry for them. It kills a lot of young people, this heroin."
"Yes, but it isn't going to kill my daughter. She isn't going to die now." Anna took Sarah's hand. "So thank you again, Inspector Aziz and Mr. Cheng. And goodbye. Now I'm going to have a long, cold drink in a quiet garden with my daughter and her new young man. I want to know a lot more about him." Hassan stood with his mother and father near the door of the court. Anna Harland put her hand on her daughter's arm and smiled at them.